88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Hundreds of Jewish community centers, synagogues, and schools have all reported threats of vandalism in recent months. In Atlanta, the Marcus Jewish Community Center has been one of the institutions affected by this troubling trend. The Atlanta Initiative Against Anti-Semitism will hold a meeting with 150 community leaders to discuss the issue. The American Jewish Committee is one of the groups that's co-sponsoring the event. Dove Wilker is the Atlanta Regional Director of the AJC, and he joins us now in studio. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
What is your reaction to this national spike of anti-Semitic behavior?
Yeah, it's really frustrating and upsetting and concerning for us, the rise of anti-Semitism that we have seen really since January. You know, it's affected synagogues, schools, community centers, organizations, and because it has been pinpointed to one specific area, it's created a national concern within the Jewish community.
Yeah. How big of an issue is it here in Atlanta? Because certainly we have heard of a few very troubling incidents.
Yeah, so we've had a number of incidences in Atlanta. I think the anxiety of the Jewish community in Atlanta has definitely increased. A number of the institutions have had to increase their fundraising specifically to cover the increase of security that they're expecting. People in general are just have a heightened threat level, I guess you could say. They really are worried about where they're going to be, when they're going to be, what type of threat they might see, and not only how it'll affect them, but also how it's going to affect their children.
Mm. To what do you attribute this kind of behavior? I know that some people have said it might be because of the election, political times that we're in.
Yeah, I don't want to attribute it to any one thing. You know, anti-Semitism has been around for thousands and thousands of years. Mm-hmm. It's actually known as the oldest hatred. The Jewish community, unfortunately, has seen cycles of threats that we have experienced. The Holocaust is the most recent example of that. But, you know, the wars that Israel has faced have often been not because they're Israeli, but because they're Jews. The Inquisition, many of the Jewish holidays that we celebrate, unfortunately, relate to the attempt to destroy the Jewish community. So for us, it's just, unfortunately, another aspect of this type of experience. Anti-Semitism comes from the right, it comes from the left, it comes from the center, it comes from everywhere.
I know that during the civil rights movement, there was a synagogue, the oldest one in Atlanta, that was under attack.
Exactly. So in 1958, the temple, which is right up the street from your studio, was actually bombed by a group of white supremacists because of their role in the civil rights movement. You know, the Jewish community has been a part of civil rights from the beginning and has taken leadership roles. And as a response, you know, people attack the Jewish communities for their role in supporting other communities.
Yeah.
Goes to show that it's important to continue to strengthen these relationships and the resolve, because we have experience that other communities are able to learn from.
Yeah, you all are going to bring together community leaders from all faiths to discuss how the Atlanta community can work together to address anti-Semitism. And what are you hoping to achieve, and what do you envision this meeting looking like?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think that first and foremost, it's an opportunity to convene this diverse group of leaders to discuss the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many times people aren't even aware. Now, this, I think, is a case that the people that will be attending are familiar with this issue. But, you know, the diversity that is anti-Semitism, its bomb threats, its swastikas, its verbal slurs, the challenges that we face is not, it's not one specific act that we experience. That's number one. Number two is to identify a few responses that we can have as a community, be it through the school systems, the business community, community-related programs. Opportunities for us to bring people together.
What will your message be to the community?
Yeah, so my message is twofold. Number one, it's to help define what anti-Semitism is. That anti-Semitism is a hatred towards Jews and the Jewish community, but also can relate to Israel as well. So my hope is that people gain an understanding of how we define anti-Semitism, what we understand it to be. And then number two is the importance of building community partnerships. You know, we've been for decades, AJC has been leading the way with building bridges with the African-American, the Latino, the Indian, the Asian, the Muslim, the Catholic, the Baptist, the international community. And we believe the only way that we as a community can be safe and strong is if we have these community partnerships.
Mm.
So our hope is that people will walk away with a greater understanding of the need not just to focus on the leadership, but also to reach out to their neighbors, to their coworkers, to their friends, to engage in these conversations that they might not have thought about previously.
I've been speaking with Dov Wilker, and he is the regional director of the American Jewish Committee. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is GPB Atlanta.